Today's daf is Besechet Makot, daf Chof Gimel. We are rapidly approaching the end of this Besechet, and we just finished the Mishnah. All of the various aspects, starting at the beginning, is that the Malkut itself, not only how it's done, but the way in which it's done to cause that Venikla, which includes tearing his clothing, the way in which the Ritzua is built, and so on. So first the Gemara asks, Mai Ta'ama, why indeed is it that we tear his clothing in this strange way? As we mentioned yesterday, others learned that this is the general question of why it is that we would bare his chest. But the Rambam says bearing his chest is learned from the actual pasuk, in which it's the vihikahu, that it needs to be on his actual body, not on his ksut. Therefore, the question, according to the Rambam, is what's the reason for being mizalzel in his clothing in this fashion? The same way that we treat the sota. So my time of vishum v'nikla, since it says v'nikla achicha le'inecha, that is the reason that we treat him in this way. Omrav sheshet mishum rabbi lazar ben azariah. Minayin l'ritzu'ah shel hi shel egel. Now the Mishnah specifies that the strap that's used for the malkut is made out of the skin of an egel. Dichtiv, there's a remnant to this in the pasuk. Dichtiv arba'im yakenu. Followed by lo tachsom shor b'disho. So we see, and of course we've already learned out that lo tachsom shor b'disho becomes the model for Malkut. And here it's also a remez to using the ore of a shor, obvious additional remazim in using this, specifically the egel of the shor in terms of the makor of chet. But, I mean, there's also, of course, the practical reason that the ore egel is soft and therefore easily used as a ritzua, as opposed to something that's harder and doesn't bend along the skin so beautifully. We can further continue in the limud. How do we know that if a yavama falls to a brother who is nauseating to be married to, so he's covered with boils or has other illnesses, that we don't put her into that mold? The remez continues in the smichut, because the immediate next pasuk after lo tachsom shor b'disho is the parsha of Yibum, to say that we're certainly not going to treat the yavama less than we would treat a shor, to put it into a position that it cannot be itself. Somebody who is mevaze, the moadim, meaning the chol ha-moed, because the moadim themselves, of course, are beferish pasuk, the yom harishon, the last day. So here we're talking about Pesach. There it says, chag ha-matzot tishmor, next to Elohim ma'secha lo ta'asala. So that means that someone who does not maintain the respect, whether it's in terms of asiyas malacha, or dressing during chol ha-moed the way he would dress on a normal weekday, such a person doesn't respect the zikaron, which is Maaseh Bereishit, Yitziat Mitzrayim, and in the end, it's as if he's kofer and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yichud completely, and therefore it's merames to him through Elohim Asicha. Another remez of Reb Sheshet Bishum Elozeh Ben Azariah, kol ha-misaper lashon hara, v'chol ha-mikabel lashon hara, v'chol ha-meid edut sheker. So anyone who accepts or speaks lashon hara, or testifies lies, should be thrown to the dogs. And that lakelef tashlichunoto is directly next to the pasuk, the very next pasuk, is lotisar shem hashav. Lotisar shem hashav al tashet yachem rasha liot et hamas. So that lo tasi is lo tisa. Do not carry and do not accept a shem hashav that somebody says over to you, and don't be an aid checker. And that is directly next to lakelav tashlichunoto, so that the end of Izavel is the right way to deal with these kind of people. I think of a lot of funerals we could easily cut out. Ushtei ritzuot. All right, so then we have in the middle of this ritzua of the, by the way, there are shitas that hold that kofla l'shnayim, l'shnayim l'arba, does not mean the same ritzua is doubled, the Ramban learns in the Ritva, but rather that there were two ritzuot, never then mechubar. So then we have shnei, the point of shnei is not on either side of the leather, which is the way we had learned it, but it would be for the two ritzuot. Each one of them would have one ritzuah v'chamor. But in any event, why of a chamor? Kidadora shahu galila, a certain Galilean, I don't think it's the wrong guy, you know. Alei the Rav Kista, it's like that old sign, you know, in L.A., where they have Jews for Jesus. They have, you know, that the picture of the Lubavitcher Rebbe. It's a great idea, wrong guy. In any event. So over here, there was a certain guy from the Galilee, and he used to be Derish. He was Derish like the Rav Kista. It says, Yada shor koneu v'chamor evuz ba'alap. Yisrael lo yada. Oh, so that is the remes. So that's connected to shor. We have the ritzua shel shor, and that's the one that Yisrael lo yada. Ami lo hitbonim. That's the chamor evuz ba'alav. So we put the chamor evuz ba'alav also into that. And by the way, the remes here is also beautiful. It says vaya imbin hakotarasha. Bin is always lehitbonim. That's why in certain places where we're talking about unique people, it says Yoshua bin Nun. Nun is Chamishim Sharei Bina. So we use bin to be merames on the unique Havana of Yoshua, who was the one that was never away from the site of Moshe Rabbeinu. And there's actually a number of other individuals where it uses bin. All of them are in places where it's remes to bina. So why in bina kodarasha is merames to amilohit bonan. And that's Badafke the Chamor. So maybe that's a remez to use the Ritzua Shel Chamor. Yoda Tefach. And then it says that the Ritzua should be long enough to get to the tip of his belly. Obviously, you can't just have one Ritzua. Every one has to be fitted precisely to that particular body. What are we going to do? Have a whole collection of ritzuas? Take it out now and start trying it on like a hat store? Obviously what it means is, this yad had in it, what do they call those little clips where you pull the piece in and out, you know, like you have on a backpack? The little plastic pieces where you can adjust. It was an adjustable strap. I can't remember what the piece is called.
It
is in Hebrew and Afketa, and I'm pretty sure there is in English. So anyway, it has a loop device that allows you to adjust it. So you can either loosen it when necessary for a taller guy, or you can pull it in.
Why not adjust where he stands on the platform? How close does he stand?
But the mokum of the Eben
versus the
moat?
The Fasan stands on a platform.
Yeah, I mean, we had a moat kavua, and we had an Eben kavua.
It
says away. Over here the shear in terms of the Ritzua. That's our idea. The Mishnah is saying the shear is in terms of the Ritzua specifically. That means we have to adjust the Ritzua. But there was only one. It was an Avkita.
So the guy... I
stopped in the middle, and I just need to find my place, sorry. Yeah, kiboy mikter ben kiboy merapa, but when he needs to, he pulls it in further to make a larger loop, and when necessary, he loosens it, so it should be longer. Sorry.
Yeah, it's like a pitcher on a mound and a batter at the plate. One guy's standing in one place, another guy's standing in the other place. And
right.
It's the ritual that becomes
shorter or longer.
Shorter or longer, not proximity to the,
right.
to the punch.
Yeah. Malkinoto, I mean, it makes sense that way also. Sure. No, because you don't want to hit with different parts of the ritual. In other words, the whole idea is that it goes back from the place where you hit. How do we know that we split it three ways? So we have the one-third in front and two-thirds in back, one on either side. I mean, where do you get that from? Omer of Kana, well, the idea here is the Omer Krav v'piloa shofet v'iko lifanav k'dei rishato b'mispar. So, well, what you're saying is lifanav is k'dei the rishato. So that means one rishah. That's the way we're medayik it all along. We learn out from here that we don't do two, give two punishments. But that means one out of the total. One rishah. Lefanav. Mashmah that there's more than one rishah. Melacharav. Therefore it makes sense that it should be mishulash. So it's rishah achat milefanav. Shtei rishayot miachorav. Ein malkinoto. And we go on to say that we don't allow him to be sitting, not standing, but the yipilo ashofet. So, Omer Rav Chista, Omer Rav Yochanan, this seems to run against what the Mishnah says. Minayin l'tzvashi muchpelet, shenema vipilo ha-shofet, which is mashva aloshav v'kiplo. So, in order to take the ritzua and bend the ritzua. But I thought in the Mishnah we said, vipilo is the way that we learn that the person should be mutar. And now you're telling me it's a reference that the ritzua should be mikupelin. Which one is it? Says the Gemara, you can learn both. Because if the only point over here was that the person should, that the person should be muta, so it should say so. Lichtov kra yeteu. It is why to say yipilo. Should be yatu. So maybe pilo shmamin atarte. It's an unusual word when you don't mean literally throw him down on the ground. And it's an unusual word for kipul. So therefore it's coming to tell me both elements. As we said, you use yado achat in order that it should be able to be his full strength. When we're going to appoint somebody for the job of being the official beater, we appoint people who are weaklings but strong of mind. So we have, you know, a good intellectual guy, but doesn't go to the gym. So that way he's not going to hit him too much, obviously. So no to be makbit. And on the other hand, he's not a person that is going to kill the guy with the makot. Rabbi Yudaimer, what's the difference? Anybody can be a dumb idiot who's redneck and, you know, nice and strong. Truth is, says Rabbi Gavati to Rabbi Yudaimer, it's more reasonable what Rabbi Yudaimer is saying, because otherwise why would the Torah have to say, lo yosif, pen yosif, lakot, omak, araba, and so on and so forth. I mean, we have to tell an intelligent person, if we told him b'mispar, we have to tell him, and don't go beyond the mispar, he's not an idiot. If he's dumb, an idiot, okay, then you need to tell him. So apparently we're talking to idiots. So bishlama chasire mada. So if you have somebody who's got no brains, so the Torah should say, you know, pen yosif, we have to spell it out for you. Senator Lazure. But if you're telling me that we're using bedavka people or yitere mada, what do we need to mention it for? Rabbanu say the contrary. The Torah doesn't bother talking to idiots. It doesn't do any good anyway. So Lamaisa, a person who's aware, you can tell him, you can insist that he be more aware. But then you tell somebody who has no idea what that's supposed to mean anyway. It goes in one ear, out the other ear. Not going to be bizarre, etc. Tanakashu magbiya b'shteyada. So when he lifts it up as high as he can go. So he lifts it up with both hands. Otherwise, one hand tends to pull down on the other hand's ability to go all the way up. But when you're bringing it down, you bring it down b'yado achat, so that they shouldn't be ma'akiv on each other, and it comes down with your full kayach. Ki ech deleite midi deis, it should come naturally with the full strength. Va'kore, kore. Then we add now the three psukim that you read, and then the Mishnah continues on to say, and if you ran out of pasuk, you go back to the beginning of the pasuk. And we spoke about, I mean, why don't we just do each word? Since we have 39 words, 39 malchut, you know. So the brachah says like this: Tarabana Hagadosh Badayanim Kore. Basically, the three dayanim, the leader is the one who reads the pasuk. The second in greatness, Hasheni, is Moneh. It counts the number of times, and the Shlishi says Hakeu to the Shliach Beit Din. Now, bizmancha makam ruba. See, if there's a lot of malkiyot, so marich, and you say the pasuk more slowly. Bizmancha makam etet mikatser, so that it should be adjusted according to the number of malkiyot. Wait a minute, then why does the Mishnah say go back to the beginning? You'll never go back to the beginning. I mean, you have it worked out, right? Va'anan tzan chozer l'tchilat hamikra. Well, you know, it's like that old IBM sign, you know, think. With the K falling off. So mitzvah letzamtze. Huh?
Plan ahead.
Plan ahead, yeah. So mitzvah letzamtze, v'ilot simtze, chozer letchilat hamikra. If you didn't do a good job, so you have to go back. Turn around on it. Makar rabba. This bride actually begins with the makor of the iser of hitting. The Gemara learns out from the lo yosif lahakoto, pen yosif lahakoto makar rabba. So lo yosif is basically it is a love. And there it says, makaraba. So you might think, dafka makaraba. Inhala makaraba. How do you know makamu etet? Even the slightest bit more. Talmud lomar lo yosif. So then why does it have to say, pen yosif lakato makaraba? Li made ala rishona chain makaraba. This is good for the makor. That teaches us to use your full kayak. In other words, it's not a formal malchus. It's a real makaraba. So therefore, if you're given another one of such a makar, it would be a makaraba. It wouldn't just be stunned, a slap across the face. And this is why we said he has to use, the mitzvah is to use kol kocho. By the way, the Rabbeinu Bach has a beautiful remez on the pasuk where he says Makar Rabbah happens to be the gematria of the number of Malkius in the Torah, which is Reish Zion Rabbah Reish Beis Hey. So you take a look. If you take out all of the mitzvot Lo Taseh, which are Nitan Lazarat Mitat Beidin, or which are Shein Bo Maaseh, or Lavanitak Laaseh, you end up the full list is really Rabbah. That's Reish Zion 207. Nitkalkel, so then we say if the person defecates or urinates, so then it's considered to be vinikla already. We found in the Mishnah Machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda to what extent he needs to be vinikla. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, a male who urinates is not considered to be vinikla. It's to lose control over his bowels. So Tanu Rabbanan. First, the Braita begins with a shita that doesn't even appear in the Mishnah. Echad ha'ish ve'echad ha'isha is dafkef. They defecate out of fear. Bere'i ve'lo b'mai. Losing control of the bladder is not serious enough to be considered a vinikla. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah doesn't have that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ha'ish bere'i ve'isha b'mayim, which is what the Mishnah says in Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim Omrim, which is our Tanakama, Echad Ha'ish Ve'echad Ha'isha, Bein Berei, Bein Bamai. Yes, the Gemara, but it's funny because in a bright Rabbi Yehuda says that Echad Ha'ish Ve'echad Ha'isha is Berei. Omrim Nachum Bar Yitzchak, no. You misunderstand what he's saying. He's not limiting Ish Ve'isha to the loss of control over their bowels. He's saying it's part of a statement. Whether it's an Ish or an Isha, losing control of his bowels, her control, is certainly vinikla. As far as losing control of the bladder is concerned, that depends on ish v'isha. But again, it's no contradiction to what he's saying in the Mishnah. Amr ibn Akhra Yitzchak. Where am I? I didn't say it inside though. Amr ibn Akhra Yitzchak. What it means is shneim shavim berei. Amr Shmuel. How about if they tied a guy to the amud, koftuhu, and he manages to get away, and he runs out of the Beit Din, v'ratz v'Beit Din. He's also potter. Okay, so now, again, the question is, we can see that the reason that he's potter is because that itself is vinikla. But, I mean, it's got to be connected to the idea of our being unable to carry out the din as initially it was set up. It's the same idea we had before where we're talking about a different omed. The way the Rivon was learning. We do the omed. Turns out that that omed was wrong. And because of that, it'll be potter completely. Why? Because he was already in mitbazeh and the omed. I mean, obviously the normal omed isn't considered to be a patur from the din. So in other words, if we're unable to carry out what we were going to carry out, then we take a look and see if there's a mekor of vinikla. So you see from here that this is sufficient, that he runs away. Asks the Gemara, how can it be sufficient that he runs away? He meitve, kala. So if he was nikla, so he's kala. Bein b'rishona, bein b'shniya. Whether he was kala, and this was kala after they already started hitting him, or was before the guy's lifting up his hand and he's kala because he's afraid. He loses control of his bladder. So then it doesn't matter. Potrinoto. Nifsika ritzua. If, however, now something happens to the ritzua, the belt breaks. So then, if it was Bishniya, as we're coming to the second one, that was we already started, so then that's considered to be Vinikla from the beginning. But if it's Bishniya, not Birishona, if you're telling me that an inability to carry out the din as required is even before it happens, I don't understand what the difference is. So we should say the same thing over here. Lav, amai, lavi, kirat. You're claiming that if it was Rats, why is Rats different than Nifska Ritzua? No, of course it's different. The Rats includes in and of itself a bizoyan. I mean, the guy is running, I mean, it's comic. He's making a fool of himself, essentially. You know, they tie him down, he starts running at it, and they're coming after him, and the whole thing is absurd. So he looks silly. That silliness is itself the kapar. Vashenke, the ritzua breaks, it just means we're unable to carry out the din. So as we said before, it'd be the same thing. As making a mistake in the omid on the same day, okay, fine, so you're metakein. If he had gotten hit already, fine, then already we say that was vinikla. But if you hadn't even started, so nothing happened, b'chlal. There's a big difference between the two cases. In other words, it's true that we search for two issues. There has to be elements of vinikla, and there have to be elements of the din gone wrong. But the interaction between those two is dependent on the level of the vinikla that we're talking about. So Hatam Rats over there, he ran. So that was silly. Rats. How about if the Beit Din in the medical examination finds that if we are going to go ahead and hit him, he is going to lose control of his bowels. So there amduhu that likishi yilake kala, that he will be in fact in a position of being embarrassed. So then potrinoto. But if the examination shows us that only likishi yetse mi beit din kala, so then malkinoto. So in other words, if we know that right there and then in the Beit Din, if we hit him once, he's going to be v'nikla, so then that would mean that that's already pen yosif, because that pen yosif, this v'nikla kichalei necha, is connected. So you're adding additional kala that we won't do. So if you're going to go ahead now and do something that will call him, not only, cause him not only a malchus, which is v'nikla, but further embarrassment, which is v'nikla, so you're going beyond the requirements, so you don't do it at all. That's the pen yosif, would be the equivalent of a medical examination that shows that he can't tolerate the malkut. Mashenkein, if there will be afterwards, it will say that the guy is going to suffer and he's going to ultimately lose control of his bowels. That is not le'enechas. Over there, if it's going to be la'achar, our omid is l'kishiyetzein mebedin kala. So then, malkinato. And the truth is, below od, el afilu kala bitchila malkinoto. If before we even began, now this lamaisa contradicts the way that we show them understand the Mishnah, which is that if, as we're coming at him with the strap, even the first time, if he loses control of his bowels, then already he was vinikla. And that's what we just said. If we're going to see that, it's already vinikla. So how could it mean this? So lamaisa, there's two stages. If we were already kaftuhu, and now we're coming at him. That's a vinikla in the context of Balkas. If the guy is sitting over there thinking about what's going to happen to him before we did anything to him, I mean, that has nothing to do with the Malkas that we're looking at. The fact that he should suffer embarrassment of his own making, so to speak, is not our business. If we were already ISIS, we tied him to the Amud, let's say, and now we're coming at him with the Malkas. That's not what we're referring to over here. Then Inokinami would be vinikla. Here it's talking about Bitchila before we even tied him to the Amud. So therefore, in that case, before we did anything, it doesn't mean over here, if he was kola, and only after he comes out of it, going back to the last piece of the psak before. Dear President, if I would say that in the middle of the page, and there would be no Mishnah for miles around, you would still say Zok de Helika Mishnah. Maybe we should make it dependent on a piece of cheese. What's going on over here?
What kind of cheese?
Or on rooibos. Oh my goodness. Conditioned responses are not what we need. We need a full heart. Kol chayvei kritot shelakul niftiru yedei kritatam. Should know that we started off with the discussion of karet. And the question of whether, that's how we began, whether the chiyuve karet, the machlokes, with Rabbi Yitzchak saying that there's bechlal no chiyuv malchus on a karet. Remember how we started. But in, as we pass that all the chayve kritut, they also get malchut. So you should know that when they get malchut, they're niftru yedei kritatam. They end up becoming potter from the karet. Shinema v'nikla chicha la'inecha. It means kishalaka. See from here that we call him achicha. He's entirely your achicha, but mitzvahs, and the whole idea of the karet is v'nichratu me'amam. So we're calling him achicha. Obviously, he's restored now to his am, to be an ach to everyone. That means that there's some guys who come along and call him achi, that you don't want to be achi. So v'nichla achicha means, therefore, that he's potter from karet. By the way, this has some interesting historical, some very poignant historical connections. What happened when a lot of the Anusim came to Tzfat, and that was the whole movement at the time, was to restore the Smicha. One of the reasons that they wanted to restore the Smicha is because these Anusim, Taina, that they had been forced to do Isurei Karet. So therefore, they wanted the Beis Din to give them Malkus so that they could get a Kapora and they wouldn't be Chayev Karet. So they paskined that they can't give Malkus because they don't have Smuchim. The Beis Din requires smicha, and that was one of the reasons they wanted to be machadish the smicha. Of course, what they also did is they sent out a delegation to the Aseret HaShvatim, which they assume still maintained the smicha because they weren't being bothered. They sent a delegation to the Aseret HaShvatim, but there's no record that they should send them dayan smicha to machadish smicha. But one of the other things they wanted to, of course, was to use the Rambam. That was the big thing, that the Rambam said you could be machadish smicha and get the approval of all of the Gedolei Ador. And they actually gave smicha to a number of people. And then, of course, somebody came and refused to agree. He had been out of town at the time. And that was the end of that. And it was a major movement. One of the reasons was for this purpose. Of course, the other problem was, how can you give Malkus without Avis and Asro? It was a whole question. If a guy is Maida and wants the Kapar element of Malkus, can you give him Malkus? But then the other issue is, what do you need Malkus for? Why can't the guy do Tshuva? Exactly. I mean, what? You know, it's like fixing your mezuzah, you know, when something happens, instead of fixing your mice. It's the easy way out. Just get beaten, everything is fine. You know? Take the mezuzah to some expert who detects this problem, that problem, which spells out exactly what happened in your house. And it's because those, it's amazing, it's always exactly those letters. And if you tell them something else, they'll find those letters. And it's great, and now everything is fine.
When did
this occur? In the 1500s. Yeah, the Beis Yosef was one of those who had received this miracle. It was a magical time. All types of exciting things could happen. Yes, of course. Obviously. The only place he got to me, of course, he was in favor. Listen, if you can have an entire shul fly from Italy to Tzfat, what's the problem of finding the Aseret HaShvatim? You hold hands and you go find the Aseret HaShvatim. It's easy.
Sing Kumbaya.
As I say, it was a magical time. All kinds of things. V'homer Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, another big chiddush. If you see from here that we can hand you your soul, so to speak, by doing one avera. So what's going to be? He's going to get Malkus. He gets Malkus, he could easily be killed. No, I mean the idea of here, Ben Yosef Lakoto, and we have the whole idea that he's gonna possibly be killed, and if the guy kills him, he's potter, and so on. So Allah has kama v'kama. Somebody does a mitzvah, because, I mean, the midah of teva is 500 times greater than the midah of puranut. So taking a chance of a guy's life, or the karet itself, is to lose your life. So Allah, even if you don't come on to the malchus, so Allah has kama v'kama, that if you do a mitzvah, that we will give you your soul, no? So then it's interesting, there's some that learn, including the Rav Avadim Bar Tamura, that what this means is that the mitzvah element is clearly the greater kapara than the malchus. So let's say somebody was boil a nerva, schayef karet. Now he has an opportunity to sleep with the nerva, and he doesn't. And we'll see that not doing something that you want to do has the same din as actually being mekayim a mitzvah. You can actually prove it from this story of the arayot. Well, there it says v'nichretu, and then it says, as we'll see in a moment, the union of the kapora. So if you're over aveira achad notel afsho, v'nafsho, v'ose mitzvah achad alachad kama v'kama, shetinatein lo nafsho. Rabbi Shimon Omer, what do you need to look around for kal v'chomer? This is what it says. V'mekomo ulamed. Look in the parsha of arayot, and as we know, all sin is essentially sexual sin. We learn about aveira stam. Kol aveira stam is always erva. Now there it says v'nichretu anefashot osot. In the context of v'nichretu anefashot osot, it says as well as shmartem et chukotai v'et mishpatai asher yaseh otam adam v'chai behem. Nu, v'chai behem is the opposite of v'nichretu. That's what it's saying, referring to the same action. And not only that, you see from here. I mean, what kind of mitzvah can you say is to do? Asher yaseh otam adam v'chai behem. What can you do with arayot? There's nothing to do. There's only one not to do. So how do we get to do? Hakol ha-yoshev v'lo avar avera. Obviously what it means is, if you are in a position where you want to do an avera, and you desire to do an avera, and you do not do that avera, not nim lo sachar kosei mitzvah. The Torah is calling that of a chai behem, asher yaseh otam, and mamela, that is the opposite of the karet that is listed in the same exact makor, which is the arayon. Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi Omer, harei Omer rak chazak. Is it chazak levotia chol adam? Ki adam lo anefer. What do you have to be chazak not to eat dam? I mean, who wants to eat dam? So ma im adam shenafsho shel adam kotzer memen. People are nauseated by joining in a drink, a glass of blood. Nonetheless, it says, Rak Chazak, and wow. So, Gezov Arayot, where you desire, Gezov Arayot, Dav Shoshanam, Mitavelehem, Mechamadatan. You have a chance to shoplift something, or you have a chance to sleep with someone, and you desire it so much, and you punish me. Alchat Kama Vekama, Shizakeh Lo, V'Ledorotav, L'Dorotav, Atzof Kala Dorot, because it says L'Alafim. So it means it goes infinitely more than whatever Puranut the person could bring on himself. Rabbi Hananya ben Akashia Omer, Ratza Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakot Et Yisrael, Lefichak Yerbalehem Torah Umitzvot, Shehema Hashem Chafetz Laman Tzidko, Yardil Torah V'Yadir. So in context of the nature of the tremendous zechut that mitzvah gives us, says Rabbi Hananya ben Akashia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed wanted to be marba those zechuyot, and because of that we find that we have so many of these mitzvot, that they surround us all over the place. Now again, the simple explanation of this is that, yeah, so that's great, since it's so easy, you know, since it's so easy, you manage to get mitzvahs all the time, so you're really building a strong bank account of mitzvahs over there, your brownie points are excellent, so that way, you'll get more and more Olam Haba. Of course, the Rambam takes us off of that horse, as we've spoken about many times, as the completely opposite explanation of what Rabbi Hananya ben Akashia says. So Rabbi Hananya ben Akashia is pointing out, don't go to town so quickly on this, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu would love for you to be Zohar, to just one of these mitzvahs. Problem is, you never do any mitzvahs. You think you're doing mitzvahs. Those are all agendas. Those have nothing to do with mitzvahs. Weird religious beliefs, or looking to fill up your brownie points, or ways of thinking holier than thou, or ideas of what human beings are supposed to be, with all kinds of false assumptions, none of which count. Yeah. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you so many mitzvahs, so that one day you may stumble over one that you haven't figured out in advance, in order to screw it up, and that one will be mezakeh you. So if there's so many mitzvahs, you can't be smart enough to mess up every mitzvah. So there's got to be something that you did right sometime in your life. Memela, you will be zeche in that one mitzvah. And that's all you need. You only need one mitzvah. He says, I know, you know, this is a tough shot, but I'll prove it to you. Of course, his famous proof is the incredible Gemara of Rabbi Hananya ben Tradion, right? So here's Rabbi Hananya ben Tradion, the great martyr, that we read about him on Yom Kippur, we read about him on Tisha B'Av. I mean, you'd think he definitely got it right. So before he was killed, he asked Rabbi Yossi, Ma nilachaye olam haba. Rabbi Yossi asked him, did you ever do anything right in your life? So he didn't have any answer until he figured, oh yes, he said, I once had this maisa where I accidentally mixed up some money and I ended up giving the whole thing to tzedakah. Oh, he says, Rabbi Yossi, that's great. So all of the thousands of mitzvahs he did every day, putting on tefillin and davening, saying Hashem Yotzer, I mean, for heaven's sakes, you have to look really hard. Did you, not to mention a little martyrdom here and there, you know. So you're telling me that was nothing. Because Rama, obviously that was nothing. Rabbi Yossi asked him, Klum mitzvah baliyatcha. Did anything just manage to come your way that wasn't part of your agenda? So he needed to think. I don't know. Everything is an agenda. I don't know. Until he remembered something happened accidentally. So it happened accidentally. So then fine. Then it can be the agenda. It's interesting. We make the same drasha in the Torah. But Yaakov, vayikach min habal yado. So min habal yado is the things that were not choshev to him. That just happened to come by. So those are the things that end up being choshev. Oh boy. So much for the take your agenda and swallow it. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Chalukin alav chavirav al Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel. You should know not everybody agrees with this stuff. That once you get Malkus, you're going to be Potter. That's by no means accepted by everyone. Omer Avada bar Ava, Amrei Beirav, Tanina an Ein Bein Shabbat, L'yom HaKippur. You're saying the Beis HaMedrash. It says in the Mishnah, there's no difference between Shabbat and Yom Kippur other than Zez Dono Bidei Adam. The difference is that Shabbat, you're chayev mitah in Beit Din, and whereas Yom HaKippur, the chayev is in karet. But if you're right about what you're saying over here, that the malkot is itself a ptur from the karet, so then it isn't true, because then idividibide b'dei adam, no? I mean, so then it turns out that the karet is also b'dei adam, essentially, and therefore you're going to get, you get malchus on it. So why does it separate b'dei adam versus karet? Just saying. This is a different type of b'dei adam. One is bita, and one is the malchut that takes the place of the karet. So idividibide adamu. This is going to leave Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak, remember, he says wherever there's a chiyuv karet, there is no chiyuv of malchus. So that malchut b'chayvei kritot leka. The Tanya, remember the drush we had before. Rabbi Yitzchak omer, chayvei kritot b'chalal hayu. V'lama yatzat karet b'choto. The duno b'karet v'lo b'malchut. There we had a machloket. Rashi and Tosis, what the Bichlal Hayu is. According to Rashi, Bichlal Hayu meant Bichlal, the karet on all of the arayot. Tosis Tainis, then it would have said Bichlal Kol Arayot Hayu. That's what it always said. And Tosis, Bichlal Hayu in the Chiev of all of the Azharot. So it should be Machayev Yumalkas. That's what it means. Then why mention a separate karet when it comes to Achoto, which was already mentioned in the general klal of the karet? Must be to tell me ladunu b'karet v'lo b'malkut. The Torah repeats the chiyuv of karet to teach us that there is no malkut for karet, and that explains the shita. Now we'll have to say that it's bidei where it says over here that it's bidei shamayim, and over there it's bidei bidei adam. It's going according to Rabbi Yitzchak. Also, indeed, there is no malkut. Rav Ashi says, "What do you, don't have to say that?" Filtei merabbana. The Mishnah there could be going on Libet Rabbanon also. All it's saying is, what is the most chomor thing that can come from Chilul Shabbat? Chiyuv Mita b'Beit Din. What's the most chomor thing that can come from Chilul Yom HaKippurim? Karet. That's not to say that it wouldn't be possible now to head off the karet by giving Malkot. It doesn't necessarily have to be going on Libet Rabbi Yitzchak. So, Chilul Tim Rabbanon, it's a ikar zidono b'dei adam. It's a ikar zidono. In fact, somebody gets malchus, he's potter from karet. Omer Rav Yosef, I love the way you guys pasken halachas for what's done in the heavens. I suppose someone went up there and came back and reported that he was right, right? So man solik leil, who's the guy who went up, ba'ata, and came back down? What kind of weird sock halacha is this? So the guy came back. You got to admit, they got a great sense of humor. Viata Viamar, who came back and told us? Omle Abaya, come on, what kind of question is that? So, El Adam Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Shloshah Dvarim Asu Beitin Shamata Viskimu Beitin Shamala Al Yadam. I mean, what is that supposed to mean? You guys, same thing. What right do we have to talk about whether the Beis Din Shamala agrees? What do you know about the Beis Din Shamala? Who are you fooling? So what's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi saying? That there were three things that the Beis Din Shamata did that seemed to run counter to what the Torah says, but up there in the sky they agreed. Who went up to the sky? Mount Solik Elavata V'Amar. Ella, I mean, obviously the meaning of that is that we derive the fact that there was a haskama from Sukkim, like anything else. So it's a drasha. So the kroika dashina. Achinami kroika dashina. Say what you want. Well, we can't pasken halacha based on the way we understand the pasuk. We have to pasken halacha based on some type of silly trip to the heavens. By the way, what were those three things? I didn't mention it. Gufa. Amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Shlosha dvarim asu beitin shamata. V'iskibu beitin shabala yada. Elohim. Mikra Megillah. She'ilat shalom b'shem, you're supposed to say Hashem imachem, v'hava'at maaser, and we bring the maaser, this is after the knas of Ezra, to be kones the Leviim, that the Leviim no longer get all the maaser, so it says that they were betaken levi kol ha-maasrot to the lishka, in the Beit HaMikdash. Are the Leviim going to get the maaser? It's a local thing. Must be they were miyachid the maaser to the Kohanim, or they add some achloket we saw, whether it becomes unique to the Kohanim, or it becomes in addition, so it waters down the amount of maaser will be available for the Leviim. And all of these things, the Beit Din Shamala was maskim. How do we know the Beit Din Shamala was maskim? Mikra Megillah, Dechtiv Kimu V'Kiblo Ayudim. There you go. So, what kind of funny language? Kimu V'Kiblo. Don't you first have to be Mekabel something and then you're Mekayim it? I mean, how are you going to be Mekayim it before you're Mekabel it? So, it must be that indeed they were Mekabel first. The Kimu is in a different sense of Kimu. Not that they did it, but that they voted in favor. So if Kimu, meaning the Bezdin Shomala, were Bekayem, what the Bezdin Shomata were Mekabel on Zaram, but forever, Leot Osim Yemei Apurim Ha'ela, they were Mekayem then. She'ilat Shalom, where do we see that the Beit Shomala accepted the Takona of Boaz? Dichtiv Hinei Boaz Bami Beit Lechem. Vayom La Kotzrim Adonai Machem. Where do we see now? Here in the pasuk it says the Malach says now to Gidon, Hashem imcha giborachayo. So why we bring the extra pasuk? My v'omer. Because v'chitem of Boaz who David midaitzu. Boaz was the one who made this up. But maybe Mishamayim lo askim ayado. How do you know that in the Shamayim they agreed to Boaz? Tashma v'omer. And furthermore, we find that the Malach says to Gidon, Hashem imcha giborachayo. Why would he use the Shem Hashem? Because he was semech on the takana of Boaz. Hava'at maaser, where do we see that there was indeed the acceptance of that takana? Because it says in Malachi, Havio et kol ha-maaser al beit ha-otza. V'yeterev bibeiti. What do you mean bring all the maaser to the... All the maaser to the Beit HaMikdash. You're not supposed to bring all the maaser to the Beit HaMikdash. Well, you're not supposed to give it to Levian? And it should be tariff in my house. Why only in my house? Ubechanuni na bezot amar Hashem tzvakot im lo eftach lachem et arubot hashamayim varikoti lachem biracha ad b'lidai. So what do you see? That apparently the Navi is pronouncing that in the Shamayim this is the way in which we want it. But that's the takon of Ezra. So that means that they accepted what the Beis Shomata was mitaken. By the way, what does ad b'lidai mean? My ad b'lidai. Until there's not enough of enough. Meaning what? There's no more enough. Omar Rami Barav, it means, Ad Shiv Lusif Totechem Ilomar Dai. It means that there's no more energy to say enough. You wear your lips out from saying enough. Of course, the element of enough is our biggest problem. That's the makor of the Chet of the Eitz Hadad. Aisha Shir Natata Imadi. That's the makor, as we mentioned so many times. Kof Aleim Harchi Gigit. Enough already. Don't want it. It's yours, not mine. I'd rather have my own. And this prevents us from being mitabek to mitzvahs, being davuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we're convinced that there's an agenda that's different than our agenda. When you finally get worn out from all of your childish dyes, you can have bracha ad b'lidai. But that, of course, requires a tikkun of your ego, a complete tikkun of your ego. Amar Rabbi Elazar, b'shlosha mekamot ofia ruach hakodesh. There were three places where ruach hakodesh needed to confirm in the bezdin that was paskening that they were right, because otherwise there would always be some jokers who would find a reason that you were wrong. What were those three places? One was in Shem's Beit HaMidrash, one was in Shmuel HaRamati's Beit HaMidrash, and one was in Shlomo's Beit HaMidrash. Beidino shall shame. Now that doesn't mean that Shame was still alive, but it was still his Beidin. Dichtiv vayaker Yehuda. Yehuda now recognizes the Eravon that he had given to the supposed whore, and he turns out that Tamar is the one who presents this. He says, oh, Tzadka, she's right, mimeni. I got her pregnant. How do you know he got her pregnant? If she's sleeping with him, she can sleep with anybody. What do you mean? I mean, he found her on the street corners. Why are you so sure, mimeni? She may be sleeping around with everybody in the street. That was a bat kol that said, mimeni. Yatzat bat kol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, mimeni, I arranged this so that it would be yatzu kevushim. There's many different pshatim in this. Kevushim, one meaning of kevushim is raz, secrets. So those things that are hidden in order for the geula to come in this fashion, that ultimately we will have Boaz born from this through parents of Yehuda. That was what was called Vashim Adi. Another meaning of Yatzak Vushim. This information now was kept under wraps because it was linked to his sperm. Nobody else had it. So we needed to get it out. I arranged that. That was Kovush. Another meaning of Kivushim is battles that are Kovesh. And that is the original meaning in Bereshit, which is the Kivshua. The Kivshua is to make it ultimately suitable for humanity. This is my vision of the milchamot that need to be waged in order to make that happen. So that's the ultimate kivushim. So I caused this to come out. Anyways, that was the presence of the Shekhinah. Beit Dino Shel Shmuel, where is that? Where Shmuel says, Hineni Anubi Neged Hashem Neged Mishkal. When he's handing over now the reins, he calls all of Klal Yisrael together, and he says, now I want you to tell me, Et Shor Mila Kachti, did I ever take anything from anybody? Vayomer Lo Ashaktanu, Velo Ratzatonu, you never did anything to us. Vayomer, so he says, Eid Hashem, Ve'ed Mishkal. I want God to be a witness. I want Shaul to be a witness. Kilo matzate biyadi ba'uma. Vayomer eid. So they should say they said, shouldn't it? He's talking to them. Instead it says he said. Vayomer eid. Who's he said? Vayomer. Vayomer umi boile. Why doesn't it say they said? Witnessed. Hela must mean. Yatzta bat kol. Must mean that a voice came out from the Shekhinah. Vayomra. Eid, meaning I am ani eid b'davar zeh. That's the second time. With Beit Dino Shel Shlomo. And there's a third location. And that was where Shlomo said, Vayan HaMelech Vayomer, Tenula Tayelet Achai, Hamed Lo Amituhu, He Imo. She is the mother. I mean, it's all very nice to say, don't kill the child, give it to her. But I mean, to say she is the mother with an absolute identification, she might have just been one step ahead of him. You know, she may have figured, oh, come on, man, this is an easy one to pass. Oh, no, don't kill the child. Give it to the other one. So, apparently, somebody must have known. So, how can you say, he imo, mino yata? Dilme arumi merama. Maybe she's even sneakier than he is. Yatzta bat kala. Must be that the Shechita was mufia and said, he imo. I'm not Ravi. You know, I say, I like the magical thinking, but it really is not necessary. Me, my. Me, it could very well be that Yehuda figured out how far along she is in a pregnancy and traced it back to himself. Then it becomes unlikely that it was somebody else got her pregnant. So maybe Yehuda, give the Choshev Yarchev, maybe Srami. He sees that it turns out to be on the same day that he slept with her. So the Chazina Machzik, look. You know, what we know, we know. We know that he definitely could have impregnated her. We don't know anybody else ever had anything to do with her. So, Dolo Chazino, Lo Maxikino, what you don't see, you don't make up stories. So you could say me many. This is logical. It's not magic. Same thing with Shmuel. What do you say? Vayomer. That means something. We very often can refer to the entire nation as an entity. So, and he said, meaning, and Yisrael, who is standing outside of the door right now and not coming in, said, so Yisrael said, is one word. So that's Kulo Yisrael, part of the Belashim Yachik. Dichtiv, Yisrael no Shabba Hashem. Wow, what a zechus. Come right here, Yisrael, sit next to me. It's not that often that I have you. My goodness gracious. And therefore, Yisrael is no Shabba Hashem as an entity. And the same thing by Shlomo. You're saying, how could he be so sure? He Imo? Well, it wasn't just the fact. Let's say she was smarter than him. But she was one step ahead of her. I understand that with that haircut, she didn't want to see her. Sorry. The guy promised you he'll grow back, right? I mean, he's certainly a reliable partner. So maybe it's not just a function of her being smarter. The other woman was taken into consideration. Shlomo was balancing two very keen insights. So obviously there was something of an incredibly insightful analysis of the psychology of both women. Because, I mean, it's absurd for the other woman to say, yes, kill him, ha, ha, ha. I mean, so under those circumstances, we're not saying he emo because she's ahead of him. There's more than that. There's this whole interrelationship between the two women. That's the point. You're certainly not going to suggest there was a third woman who was emo. So he could easily have come to the very logical conclusion that based on the fact that it's obviously not this woman, it really wouldn't matter to me that I should need to worry about the other one being Mitarem Arumi. I know it's not the other one, so it's got to be this one. So I don't have to come on to maybe she'll be smarter than me. And it's irrelevant. So Midaka Merachmet Matava Aloka Merachmet. Okay, so that's it's not an analysis of the pasuk that forces us to say that the Shekhinah Dafka showed up in order to back Shlomo or back Yehuda or back Shmuel. All of these cases is actually a Kabbalah that we have. That's the way it was. But there'd be no indication for such a thing. It's Dafka, a Gemara, and not a Diyuk. My time, Mishum Nikla. Omer says, Mishum Rebelezim, and Azari, Minayin Lutziah, Shishal Egel. including the Edut Sheker, Al Tashit Yot Chaim Rasha, Liot Eid Chamatz. Shtei Ritzuot Shol Chamor. Sotana Shol Chamor, Kedadarash Ahu Galila, Aladar of Chista, Yada Shor Koneo, Vechamor, Evuz Balav Yisrael, Lo Yada, Amilo Hitponan. Omra Kadosh Baruch Hu Yavo, Mi Shemakir Evuz Balav, Viyifra, Mi Sheino Makir Evuz Balav. Yada tefach. Chomer shushman min hakochad v'chad l'funga be'avdin olay, that it should go from his back to his beginning of his stomach. Omer rava. So then what are you going to do? Have a whole locker full of ritzuais? Im kenafish l'ritzuais tuva. El omer rava af kita itle. Ki boy mikter be ki boy markova. Malkina tobinani mili omer of Canada makra v'yipilo ha-shofet. V'yiko lifanav kidei v'shato be'mispar. In other words, that is one part Milafanav, two parts Milafarav. I mean, that's the absolute minimum that you'd be able to derive. In Malkinoto, Omer of Chista, Omer of Yochanan, Minayel Ritzushi Muchpela, Jemivi Pilo. I thought we just needed it to teach me in Malkinoto, Lo Omeid Velo Yoshev. Ela Mote. Well, if it's Mote, Yolichtov Kro Yateu, that would be Mote. So my Hipilo, Shma Binatarte. Hamakeh biyadot rabbanan in ma'amidim chazanim ela chaserei koach v'yeterei mada. Rabbi Yehuda omer hafil chaserei mada v'yeterei koach, like a lot of the chazans b'zman hazeh. Omer rova kavati to Rabbi Yehuda mistavet, if lo yosif, pen yosif lakoto, ziyot bishlema chaserei mada. So that, did you have to warn them? Tzorech lazure. Ela yam yeterei mada. Mi tzorech lazure. Rabbanan, well, of course. On the contrary, ein mezarzin elo la mezuraz. Tana, kishu magbia, magbia v'shtei yadav, uveshu makeh, makeh biyado achat, ki echadalayte miditei. Ve'akorei korei, tana Rabbanan, agadosh b'dayanin korei, hasheni moner, hashlishi omer hakeu, bizman shabake meruba marich, bizman shabake muetet mekatzer. I thought the Mishnah says Chozer Letchilat HaMikra. Well, that's if you don't do it right. Mitzvah Letzamtzeim, Ilotzimtzeim, so then Chozer Letchilat HaMikra. Tan Rabbanu Makarabba, Emi Yala Makarabba, Makamuetet Binayet, Amro Lo Yosef, Inkein Mata, Amro Lomer Ben Yosef, Lakoto Makarabba. We made Ala Rishonot, Shein Makarabba. Nit Kalkel, Tan Rabbanu Lechad Ish, Vechad Isha, Bari I, Velo B'mayim, Diver Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ha'ish b'ri'i, ha'isha b'mayim. V'chachamim omrim, echad ha'ish v'echad ha'isha, bein b'ri'i, bein b'mayim. V'atanya, Rabbi Yehuda omer, echad ha'ish v'echad ha'isha b'ri'i. Omer Rav Nachman b'yitzchak, it means, shneihem shavim b'ri'i, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Omer shmo kaftu v'ratzvi b'itin patur, meitvei, if he was kola, bein b'rishona, bein b'shnei ha'patrinota. If nifsika ritzua, then only if he already got one makkah, now before the second makkah, then patrinota. But barishona in patrinota, oh my, why is it any worse than ruts? What do you mean, why is it any worse than ruts? He's going to make an ass out of himself. So hatam ruts, hakalo ruts. Tanaramdun, amdu, likishe yilake kala. So then patrinota, because then it's pen yosif. Likishe yetse mi bedim kala, then makinota. Vlod, yalafilu kala betchila, before we even start anything. If an overa veracha is not enough show aleha, so alachat kama vekama osem mitzvah, alachat kama kama, shetidaten lo nafsha. Rabbi Shimon Omer, what kind of kava chomer? Mimekomo ulamad. It says v'nichretu anefashot haosod. And it says asher yaseh otam adam v'chay behem, which by the way also implies that kol yoshev v'lo avar avera. Not in lo schar, kosei mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi Omer Rei Omer rak chazak levotiyach kol adam. Kedam onemush. What? Chazak nati dam. Umayim adam shnavshol shel adam kotse mimenu. Nonetheless, aporish mimenu is mekabel sachar. So, I mean, can you imagine gezel varayot shnavshol shel adam mitavelehem umechamadatam? So, aporish mehem alachat kama vekama shizakelo ledorotav ledorot dorotav ad sof kal adorot. Rebichananya ben Akashi omer ratzah kadosh baruch hu lezakot et Yisrael lefichach ibalem torah umitzvot. Shem Adonai Chafetz Zman Tzidko, Yeru Torah V'Yadir. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chalukin Alav Chaverov, Rabbi Hanani Ben Gamliel, Omri Vada Barav, Amri Ben Rav, Tanina Nein Ben Shabbat L'Yom HaKippurim, Ela Shezez Dono B'Yidei Adam, V'Zez Dono B'Yikareit, V'Im Ita Idi V'Idi B'Yidei Adam, Hu, Nachman Omer Amani Rabbi Yitzchak, who holds that there's no Malkut B'Chai V'Ekritot. The Tani Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Chai V'Ekritot B'Chlal Hayu, Alama Yatza Karet Bachoto, to teach me the Dunu Bekaret Velobimal. Rabashi Omer, why? Hafil Temer Rabbonu. Ze Ikar Zedono Bede Adam, Ze Ikar Zedono Bede Shemayim is all that it means. It doesn't mean you won't part of the Karet with Malkus. Om Rabbara Barav, Om Rab, Halachak Rabbi Hanani Ben Gamlia. Om Rabbi Yasi, oh, so now we're paskening Halachot for the heavens. I mean, Man Solik Lelavata, Le Omer. You can say the same thing about Rabbi Shimon Levi. So Rabbi Shimon Levi, Shlosha Devarim Asu Beitin Shemata Hiskimu Beitin Shemala Yadam. You can say the same thing. Well, who went up to the sky and came back and told you? Ela Kroika Darshina. So Hinami Kroika Darshina. What's a big deal? Boof. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi, Shlosha Devarim Asu Beitin Shemata Vihiskimu Beitin Shemala Yadam Elohim Mikra Megillah Sheilat Shalom Hashem Avat Maaser Mikra Megillah, Dechtiv Kimu V'Kibla Yudim. Obviously, it would have to say Kiblu V'Kimu. It's got to mean Tekimu L'malam Ash Kiblu L'mat. She'elat Shalom B'Shem, Dechtiv Nei Boaz Ma'am V'Et Lechem, V'Yom Alakotzi, V'Al Shem Yimachem. And furthermore, it says Hashem Yimcha Gibor Acha. Well, what do you need the furthermore for? My very man. Chitem Boaz Adavin Midate, U'Shamay Allah Askimu Ayat, Tashma V'Omer, Hashem Yimcha Gibor Acha. Hava'at ma'aser to be given to Kalanim instead of the Levim, or in addition to the Levim. Dechtiv aviu et kol ma'aser el beit ha'otzar v'yater v'veiti uvechanuni na v'zot amar Hashem tzvakot. Im lo eftach lachem et arubot ha'shamayim, harikoti lachem brachad b'lidai, mayad b'lidai, omer Rami Barav, ad shi'ivlu siftotechem ilom adai. Omer Rav Elazar b'sholosh mekomot ufiyah v'ruach ha'kodesh, v'beitinu sh'ashem, beitinu sh'ashmol ha'ramati, and of course the Ravid adds in my Beit Din too, when he argues against the Rambam. The Rambam's off the wall. Anyway, Beit Din Shoshem. How does he know that? ובדינו של שמואל הרמתי דכתיב, הנני אנו לי נגד השם ונגד משיחו, את שור מי לקחתי? והיום לא השקטנו, לא רצתנו, והיום אין השם ואין משיחו, כי לא מצאתם ביד עם האומה. והיום שזה והיום לא מבוא אלי. Must be that יוצא תבטקו ואמרה, אני אין בדבר זה. אין בבדינו של שמואל דכתיב, ויען המלך ויאמר, Tnula ta yeladach ayva metlo mitu he imo. What do you mean he imo? Minayada demay arumi miarma. Must be the yotzta batko v'amra he imo. Omar Rava. None of these is really satisfactory. Rimai demay Yehuda given the kashuv yarche v'yume v'isrami. So then it makes sense to say the chazina machzikina and the lo chazina lo machzikina. Shmu onami kulo Yisrael could certainly be called vayomer b'loshen yachid. Dechtiv Yisrael Nosha Bashem, this is Noshaim Bashem, and Shlomo Nami. It wasn't just a question of whether she was smart enough to be the one who shows Rachamim. It was also the insanity of the other woman. And that where it's clear that so it must be that these three examples are a Gemara.